Blog Talk Radio.
All right.
How about that? Hey, Derek.
Hey there, Kay.
How are you?
Skype Kay.
I'm
good.
I'm in the closet again.
You're in my closet.
My house.
You're always in the closet.
Huh?
Always in the closet with you.
Yeah, always in the closet. I'm having a time.
I hear you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I know.
It's okay. It's just one of those times when I just couldn't get it together. Yeah. we also have a visitor.
Well, this guy's got to help you get it together. Look at this clover pup.
Yeah, he's going to help
this.
Me.
Look at this face. Oh, that face. Oh.
I know. It's very...
Oh, where'd he go? Oh, Bring him back. I got to see another. Oh, no. He's okay. All right.
He went to go see what he was doing. I think he opened the door in panic. So what are we talking about today on today's show?
Oh, what are we talking about? I had a weird news headline and I didn't write it down, but you know, we might get to some weird news. I mean, it's been a while, you know. We haven't done a show in a couple weeks. I want to talk to you about something I saw at CVS. I don't want to give too much away, but I'll just say robot companion.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I want it.
Don't let me forget.
I think we should open the show with that.
Okay, because there's nothing else.
Well, I mean, there's the story of my poor thing.
Oh, we were talking about that before the show. We could bring that up. Although I like that with with your sweetie in the room.
Well,
that was kind of a good way to put, but I understand. Yeah.
We can bring him back if you want some of that.
Okay.
We're going to talk about internet drama because I think you'll get a kick out of this. It's been a big weekend for YouTube drama.
Oh, that's a thing and that's happening.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. It's huge. I think it even made it into like the mainstream papers.
Wow.
So it's a big deal and it's amazing. And I'm still following it. Still actively happening.
It's still actively happening. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's it. That's all I got.
All right. We could just go with that.
Let's open the show.
All right, let's start the darn show.
Starting on time. How about that?
All right, yeah, pretty much. I think we were like a few seconds late, but there you go.
And got me outside.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, mother.
Hello.
Hi.
This is fun.
La, 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 la.
Oh, boy. Now we're going to have fun.
Reality.
Can you please help me?
Not to worry. Condiments may be licked, not washed, off the fingers.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Well, you want to woo-woo? Get that woo-woo? You know what I'm saying?
Shake that booty.
We love Derek and Kay Show, you betcha.
Johnny J.
Johnny J. On the Derek and Kay Show, kicking it old school with the beautiful, beautiful Kay and the lovely Derek.
Yes. It is the Derek and Kay Show. Yeah.
Yay.
We are broadcasting live from Somerville, Boston suburb, something like this.
Yeah.
Today is May 12th, 2019, I believe.
Don't forget that May 5th.
Right, I believe. And happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day to all the mommies out there.
To all the mommies, yes. Whoops.
Wow, that's an appropriate sound effect.
I meant, no, bro. I meant to press this button.
Mother's Day.
All right. I have no idea what episode this is also.
334, especially happy Mother's Day to the mother of dragons, Daenerys Targaryen, who's probably going to get her ass kicked in tonight's Game of Thrones episode.
Okay. All right. There's a little sneak peek there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
We're the most professional radio show on the internet today.
It's a damn lie, and you know it.
Over a quarter million listens to Grind.
Holy shit.
Over appearance in front of my webcam there.
Yeah, that was good. Got some under fur. My name is Derek.
Derek Kalish.
Sweet.
And right over there on the Skype this evening is Kay.
Kay Patterson.
Vika, Vika.
Good afternoon, evening, morning, people of the internet. We are Derek and Kay. You can visit our website, dkpodcast.com. We are also on the Facebook and the Twitter. But mostly on the Facebook, so connect with us there when we're having a show. But if you are listening to us live tonight between 7 and 8, give us a call at 661-467-2416 and talk to us. Or you can just scroll down and hang out in the chat room and type to us. You know.
Cha-cha-cha.
So, I want to know what this thing is from CVS. I'm dying to know.
All right. You know what? I saw it in the store. I looked at the box. I'm like, this is strange. I haven't even looked it up yet at home, but I put it in my mind as this is something we want to talk about on the Derek and Kay Show.
Okay.
I'm going to just do a little...
do a little searchy-searchy.
I just want to make sure I'm not... Okay, perfect. Perfect. This is what I'm talking about. So I was really shocked that at the CVS, Consumer Value Store, I think they call it.
Is it?
No, I don't know. I might be making that up.
I mean, what does CVS stand for? Let's ask Siri. Hey, Siri.
Okay.
Hey, Siri.
That's going to annoy a lot of listeners.
What does CVS stand for?
As an abbreviation, it means chorionic villus sampling.
Well, I'm sure that's the other
one. No.
What?
That's not the store.
As an abbreviation, it means chorionic villus sampling.
No.
Chorionic villus sampling?
No, that's not the store,
that's
right?
That's not it.
No.
That's not it. I think that has something to do with pregnancy, though. All right. I'll ask Google. Because now I really want to know.
So
I really want to know.
Maybe you can follow.
Consumer value stores.
Is it really? Am I right?
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes.
Oh.
Congratulations!
Okay.
The immediate past CEO once said how he now considers CVS to stand for convenience value service.
Oh.
As a sort of motto, I guess. But I'm not sure if that's binding, so to speak.
Yeah, I got what you're saying. I like that they got, you know, up here out of the city, you got the drive-through pharmacy. That's convenient.
It is.
I mean, although you could get stuff mailed to you, I guess.
I mean, why would you drive through? It's like the drive-through bank. Like, how convenient is it really?
Well, you don't have to, like, it keeps you just one step further away from the people.
I suppose. I mean, okay, that's the thing. It sounds just as inconvenient, just less personal, you know?
I don't know. You don't have to get out of the car. Maybe it's,
I guess.
I don't
know.
Well,
if it's a pharmacy, you're definitely talking to a person.
That's true.
But if it's like a bank, then you're not. Then you're putting in your, I mean, that's sex truly lazy. Is it? Remember when you used to like deposit checks through there and they have a little tube where it gets sucked up and go up to the bank?
Yep.
Yeah. Those were fun times.
The CVS by my house here has one of those tubes. They have two sides and one's a tube situation. But last time we tried using it, it wasn't working. I don't know.
Wait, for the drugs?
Yeah.
Really?
There's one on each side. You got the window. It must have been a bank or something. I don't know, or a bank.
Wait, the little like suck tube?
Yeah,
where,
they
like,
got that. It's not working.
How do you get medicine from it in there?
I guess they put it in. It's, you know, it's pretty big. It's, you know, it's like a half gallon of milk
like
or something.
Like cough syrup. What do they do then?
I bet you could still put it in. Oh, you think it's too heavy?
I don't know. I just can't even think of that. That's weird. All right. Sorry. Go ahead.
So,
I bogarted your story. Like
no, that's okay.
Times.
We went a little sidetracked there with the CVS.
Very sidetracked.
Well, I haven't even looked into this. I thought we'd do a little research on the show because it's like we're discovering it together. That's what makes it kind of fun. they have at the CVS a companion pet cat. And
I'm sorry. What?
It's a.
Is that what it's called?
It's actually I believe that's the product name is Companion Pet Cat. But I think the company is Joy for All. And now this box has a picture of a cat. You look it up over there, of old people petting this not real cat.
It's a robot?
And I guess so. It purrs. I don't even know. I was going to take it out of the box if it wasn't sealed. And I just thought we should probably
talk about
DTC. DTC. It's $100, by the way. It's cute.
$100?
Yeah, it's $100. Ages 5 to 105. I hear they have it on their website.
I mean, it says nope, no vet bills, just love.
And there's the old people.
This makes me so sad.
I know, isn't it kind of sad? Like, why not just get
really
a real pet?
Sad, actually. Yeah,
I know. That's what I thought. I was like, this old woman smiling at this not real cat.
So you can get a robot cat and dog.
They do dogs too.
Give the gift of companionship. You would give this to somebody and be like, "Happy Christmas! It's a big robot cat."
No, it seems really sad.
It seems really sad. Can you play a video? It's not really good for people watching, but maybe there's some good audio.
Yeah, let me.
Like, what do they have to say?
Let me look at the video.
Shop pups.
CVS.
Shop pups.
Well, here's. I guess it's by Hasbro.
Is it?
So they're making toys. Well, here's a video that's less than a minute.
You saw this at CVS?
Yeah, it's on the shelf. It's $100. I couldn't believe it. Here, I'll play it. I'll play the video. It's the first one on YouTube.
I'm a little bit upset about this.
I know. That's what I thought, too, so I want to talk about it.
Wouldn't it be nice if you could give the gift of comfort, companionship, and joy to your aging loved ones? With realistic fur, purrs, and meows, Hasbro's Joy for All companion pets deliver a soothing, joyful experience that inspires smiles, laughter, and fond memories.
It's so relaxing. It does. It just relaxes you completely.
Watch as Gary is first introduced to the companion pet. A connection is made. You see it right before your eyes. Give the gift of joy and comfort with Joy for All companion pets.
Wow. Well, you know what?
Okay.
You know what, though? I'm looking at all the reviews, and they're all like 5 stars.
I know. I saw one.
Apparently, they're amazing.
I mean, it's sort of cute. It doesn't. I mean, it doesn't look real. It looks like a toy.
I mean, apparently, it's great for people with Alzheimer's. So, I mean, sure, great.
Yeah.
I mean, but it seems like, I mean, a real cat is just as good, I think, you know? Like a real cat with real reactions and stuff.
Yeah.
Because they have, like, therapy pets that they bring around to people, you know?
Yeah, that's real. I get that. Like, that seems good. And isn't there that, there's that the company with the dog, they come play the Golden Receivers? They come,
is that what they're called?
They come places to, like, they go to hospitals.
Yeah.
They got the little, you know, their working jackets on and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I forget what that company's called.
And Clover goes to, he goes to retirement homes.
Does he really?
Yes. He goes every other Monday. He's a visiting pet.
Oh, I bet they love him.
Yeah, he gets lots of hugs and pets and kisses.
Aww.
And he loves it. He eats it up. He's got fans because he's a good boy. Right, buddy? He's like, what?
So I'm looking at these pictures of these cats. And you know what? I'm thinking they could have taken this one step further. Combined a couple of things. Here's so what I'm thinking.
What do you need? What do you need for these to be perfect?
Combined it with the lady in the tube, you know, the Amazon thing.
What lady in the tube?
You know, the Echo.
What? Oh, so it would do stuff?
Well, yeah, you could ask it questions and stuff, and it knows stuff, and it knows what the temperature is. And it's your companion. It's your cat. That's perfect.
Well, you can get a little doggy too.
They have the dogs.
They have doggies. The doggies are more expensive.
Let me see. I didn't see the dogs yet.
Oh, the dog. It's pretty cute. Look, you can see like the little doggy. See,
it's pretty cute. Wait a minute, I gotta look at the dog. A companion.
Oh, look at the dog. It's actually pretty cute. See, it's cute.
Let me look at the dogs. Oh, geez.
I never would have thought of this, but they must make lots of money.
CVS this companion has dog.
19 reviews, and they all have like.
Is it the same company? Yeah.
It's all 5 stars.
Oh, this is cats. Yeah. Well, this their web, the Joy for All has 4.5.
Oh, really?
I don't see the Shop Pups. Here we go.
Yeah, Shop Pups.
They call them pups. Oh,
pups.
Wait, it's only one. They only have one kind of pup.
I guess so. They only have the little golden retriever guy.
Oh,
it's cute. Pretty cute though. It's
cute. Yep.
New cat not working. Oh, first 2-star review.
Uh-oh.
I have purchased at least 5 cats from my mother over the last 3 years. The reason I have replaced them is that I cannot clean them and fluff that fur back up. This time, mechanics of cat broke. For the first time, cat did not paw flip and rolled back. I will not come back and put the paw down. It will not. What? This. Who's writing this? I tried new batteries. I would surely appreciate a quick replacement. My mother is so dearly attached to this precious cat. Sincerely, Rebecca Gregory. Oh, that makes me so sad.
Yeah.
But everyone's saying money well spent. So.
Uh-huh. 5 stars. Great kitty.
I'm not going to hate. I think it's. If people are loving it and it's great, I say it's probably awesome.
It gives them something. I get it. Yeah. But I was looking at this and I did have that, like, this is kind of sad.
It is sad because, like, real animals, there's something about a real dog or a real cat that is so magical that I don't know it can be replicated.
Yeah,
by
Yeah, that seems kind of sad. Like you're missing out on some part of life or something. But I guess I don't know if they feel better petting their robot cat.
I guess. Those are like people that like get their animals like made into plushies.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know how I feel about it. Like part of me is like, oh, that might be cool. And then part of me is like, I don't know. You know, once they're gone, right?
Yeah, I guess so, right?
Like, I don't want to make a plushie of my, like, grandma when she passes away and, like, you know, it's weird.
Oh, jeez.
You don't do that, right?
For many reasons. I mean, you know, even if you liked it, there's other people that might feel a little uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think that's better than people stuffing their pets and then, like, having them in, like, in their homes. I think that's really not cool.
Yeah.
I don't understand. I'm like, let the poor thing go, you know?
Yeah, let it go. You got your memories. You got your pictures.
So. Yeah. Oh. Like, I have my pets cremated.
Yeah.
What I really like to do is have the ashes turn into some jewelry. I think that'd be nice. But I haven't really looked into that yet.
Oh, that's interesting. That's a good. They must do stuff like that, right?
I think they do stuff like that.
Yeah.
But because, you know, it would take up less space than like the big old box of ashes.
Yeah.
But there is something really special about holding an animal and like dealing with and you know petting an animal. So
yeah,
Clover does a really good job, and probably better than a robot. But I guess if the robots work,
yeah,
then I say it's cool.
I wish I was like I said, if the box wasn't sealed, I was ready to open this thing up and take a look.
See what was it? But, yeah, see what was doing.
I love to spend some time with it. But like I said, I really think they're missing the mark here and not combining it with some, you know, internet service, Alexa kind of thing. Echo. But people have those in the house.
Does Alexa come on when you say Alexa? Do you have to say – oh, you just have to say the name, right?
Yeah, you can pick 3 different names. I got them. We've got them all over the house now. We've got.
Oh, you do?
We've got the little input with stereo systems. I just set up the living room, and now we have it in the dining room and the kitchen.
Do you ever ask it anything?
Oh yeah, I mean we've mostly been using it for music.
Which
is really cool.
I like that.
But yeah, it's kind of convenient. You're in the whole house. You can just say stuff and find out. Yeah.
It's kind of creepy.
It is kind of creepy.
Because it's listening for you all the time, you know?
Yeah. We asked it the other day. What was it? If they were listening. Oh yeah, we have one in the bed. We have the tube one in the bedroom. I caught the lady in the tube. You know, the little. It came with our internet. It was like a free thing. That's what got us started.
The little tap is like a small one.
No, this is the tube with a speaker, but then the little ones are like little pucks, which you plug into like a stereo system.
Yeah, I forgot what they're called.
We've got two of those. I think it's called input.
Called a what?
I think it's just called an input.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought they had a little special name. A little puck shaped.
I don't know.
Ones.
It's cool though. Know. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. If they built that into the cat, that would just be great. Anyways, that's what I.
Is Apple speaker still a thing? Is that like?
I haven't heard of that.
Yeah. I feel like that might have come and gone. Oh, it's like HomePod or something.
They made Apple HomePod. Yeah, they made like this really cool looking thing.
Yeah. Wait, let me see if they still have that. Apple HomePod.
What happened to that?
I don't think it was that great, honestly. I think it was like, I think they still make them. 3 out of 5 on like every tech. Although The Verge gave it a 7 out of 10.
Wow.
So, I don't know. Yeah, it's like the Apple version of Alexa.
We got to say Echo or something because we're going to drive people crazy. Or if they're listening.
What if somebody's name is Alexa? What are they going
to
do?
You can change it. There's a few. There, I feel like there's like 3 or 4 names that you can change it to.
They should have given it some name that no one has, like Siri.
You could call it. I know you can change it to computer, which I think is kind of cool.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Computer.
Right. Then it wakes up.
Yeah, I mean, apparently the HomePod was like not a very good seller. It was one of the Apple's sort of failures, but you can still get it.
Huh.
They haven't taken it off the market yet. All right, I'm starting to get hungry. I like didn't. I just we were filming a video, about a couple hours ago, and. Video, I mean, I really can't say a huge amount about it, but the video is sponsored, right? And it's like we're cooking dinner together.
Uh-huh.
So,
You and your sweetie?
Yeah. Okay. We were cooking together.
Is that a thing that normally happens?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
And during film, but there's not usually tripods with cameras on them around.
Yeah.
And during filming, the fire alarm, the smoke alarm went off, and there was people running around.
Uh-huh.
And, somebody tripped on the tripod
and
broke the camera.
Oh, jeez.
Holy yeah.
I see what happened there.
So now my Sony RX 100 Mark V is the display. The body is fine. It still films. It just can't see the viewfinder. The viewfinder is all kinds of messed up. Oh. Like it won't fold in anymore and there's no picture on it.
So it's just the screen.
Yeah.
So,
but I need the screen.
Yeah, so it could probably be that part could probably be replaced. I don't know.
I'm hoping so.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna send it in to repair.
Do we want to have him talk about that part, or is he just listening or something?
I don't know if he's just listening.
I am just listening.
This is good.
Yeah. Oh, I can't. I
no.
Eve? Do you want to contribute to the? The camera story.
That's okay. All right.
That's a negative. Oh, he's coming.
Oh.
He's coming. So, I guess he's gonna give his side to the story. Why is he calling Clover? What does he have to do with anything? He wasn't there.
All right.
This is Dusty.
Oh, here he comes. He's in.
Here he comes. So I just told the story, basically, though.
Oh, okay. Well, then.
Do you have anything to add to the listeners?
Just that I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. All right.
It's okay.
So that was crazy time. Is any of that footage going to be used, or?
Yes.
So is it going to be... Is it going to be like a funny thing, you think? Or
I'm going to make it so it's funny. But okay. It doesn't feel funny right now.
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, as Kay gets some historical distance from it, she'll probably enjoy it more and more.
Oh, no.
I'll save editing for like tomorrow morning, maybe.
So, was this your smoke alarm, or was this something in the building, or what? What happened?
It's our smoke alarm for the units, but everyone's unit smoke alarm is the same, and it goes off if you cook anything, basically any kind of meat. If you sear meat,
yeah,
it goes off.
The whole building, basically. So if one person can ruin a night for everyone.
No, it's just our unit.
Oh, okay.
But like everybody's is as sensitive.
I see.
So like everyone has described like searing meat and setting off a smoke alarm like all the time.
I see.
What we needed to do was put some paper over, put some plastic over it beforehand, but we didn't think of that.
I don't think that's safe.
Yeah.
Just really?
take a Tupperware thing and just put it over the whole thing and tape it.
You're just like a bag or something.
Yeah.
Like a plastic bag.
That might have been good.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
What do you mean? We were just cooking.
That probably might cause it to go off.
Oh, I don't think so. It's set off by smoke.
You're not filling a bag with smoke and putting it over it.
Yeah, we're not going to fill a bag with smoke and put it in there, you know? That would be crazy.
All right, well, enjoy.
All right,
well, thank you. Sorry. Bye. It could be fixed, hopefully.
I think it can be fixed. It's just the viewfinder, but okay. I need that because that's like everything. That's the display and everything. Like, I don't know what's happening without the viewfinder. I don't know what frame rate I'm shooting in. I don't know whether it's recording. I don't know anything. So that's fun. And but there's definitely some serious YouTube drama going on right now.
Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah. And so everyone's like trying to explain it to people who don't watch YouTube, and it's hilarious. So there is, and it's incredible how like one action can ruin somebody's entire career. Although I don't know if it's really career ending, but it seems like it is. Like career ending.
Yeah. Like that one we were talking about the other day. Was it the last show? I forget her name. But the one that got booted out.
Wait, what are we talking about?
I don't know if that was career ending, but she whoever we were talking about on the, I think it was Twitter. She lost her Twitter account. Or she lost her YouTube account. I don't remember which one it was. We're talking.
I don't remember.
You're telling me about this, and we looked at her pictures and stuff like that.
I'll have to go back and look at it.
She's doing that crying video. It seemed really bad. I don't know.
She's doing what video?
She was doing this crying video, like she was crying and saying much you know that she makes a living doing this and that everyone's so mean because.
Oh, that girl, that Taylor, whatever girl. She's like she's an Instagram model.
She's a model. Okay.
I'll use with quotes.
Okay.
Instagram model, quote unquote.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's the worst.
Seems.
I wonder if she's still around.
Yeah.
Let's see. Cause I think she was she was getting real sad because everyone was just coming to her profile to hate.
Yeah. And she's putting all kinds of foot and mouth kind of thing.
Yeah. What's her name? Taylor.
That sounds
right.
No,
Jessie Taylor. Jessie.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, here she goes. She's still at it. Oh, but she's changed her description. Video creator. Okay.
Oh.
I'm the girl who cried getting her Instagram deleted. Then I got it back.
Okay.
That's her whole description. And she's posted a bunch of pictures since then. Do people just hate? I don't know. I don't understand how she has any followers at all. Oh my God. Anyway, so this drama is extreme though, like extreme. So here's the history. Here's the backstory. The beauty space on YouTube, like the beauty vloggers, I think they make the most money on YouTube, right? Like
really?
That's like the biggest business.
Like trying products out or?
Yeah, reviewing beauty products and trying them out.
Okay.
I think that's the biggest business on YouTube pretty much. That and gaming. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So beauty vloggers make a lot of money because they collaborate with cosmetic companies and come out with these products and people buy them.
Mm-hmm.
So like if you're a beauty, if you're a makeup artist and you like you collaborate on this, you know, I don't know, like the eyeshadow palette with Maybelline, both Maybelline and this influencer benefit because, you know, they'll pay the influencer like, you know, $5 million and then they get a cut of each palette they sell. And then like, you know, so it's big business, right? Big, 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 big business.
Okay.
In-person appearances, tours, they're doing sponsored content. They're making hundreds of thousands of dollars a month on AdSense on YouTube. Big, big.
Wow.
Big business. Okay.
It's big. Yeah.
It's big.
Okay.
So that's the backstory. So the one of the biggest OG, sorry, Clover's in the bathroom, like laying down and he looks like he's going to fall asleep any second. But he looks like he's trying to stay awake. So one of the biggest beauty YouTubers has, well, she had at the time 5 million subscribers. That's a lot.
Okay.
I mean, it's nothing compared to PewDiePie's, like, what, 87 million or whatever. But, I mean, it's pretty big. 5 million, okay? She's got her own. She's been on YouTube. She's, like, 35. She's been on YouTube for 8 years. She has a she made her own vitamin company where they make, like, those skin and hair vitamins, you know? You know, you can buy those, like, biotin vitamins and all that stuff. So it's called Halo Beauty. So she just launched it maybe last year, a couple years ago? Last year. Anyway, maybe a year and a half ago. There's this other beauty YouTuber named James Charles. Her name's Tati, by the way. Tati. Like Tatiana. Tati.
Okay. So
there's this new beauty YouTuber named James Charles. And he is like, right now he's 19. But when he came onto the scene, he was 16.
All right.
Young, like in high school. And he had some high school photo that went viral because his makeup looked really good in it. So he started to get on YouTube and he blew up super fast. And Tati, when he took him under her wing, right, and sort of coached him and like helped him negotiate brand deals and stuff. And now he has 16 million subscribers, right? Whoa. But apparently, behind the scenes, he's an asshole.
Oh.
And he did, a couple weeks ago, he did a sponsored Instagram story for Sugar Bear Hair Vitamins, which is Tati's number one competitor.
I see. Uh-huh.
Which is a dick move.
Right.
So she came on Instagram after the story came out and she's crying. And she's like, who's having a bad day? I am. She's like, no. I'm so sick of fake people in Hollywood and da da da. She was vague about who she was talking about.
Yeah.
The people on the internet are nosy as hell and everybody figured it out because people didn't put two and two together. So two weeks went by, people speculating and making videos and all that stuff. And so apparently a lot had been going on behind the scenes. And Tati uploaded a 43-minute expose video.
Oh, my gosh.
Talking about how bad of a person James Charles is. And she says, I don't want to be friends with you and I don't want to have anything to do with you.
Oh, boy. Uh-huh. Okay. So
this video was basically career ending. And he... I don't know if he can recover from this because yesterday he lost 1.2 million subscribers.
Wow.
Million.
I got that. Wow.
And I think today it's up to I'm watching the Social Blade today alone. So far it's been like almost 2 million. So today it's up to 664,000.
People that are dropping out?
People that are dropping out.
Wow.
The other day it was 538,000. So
what's the deal? Are people like expecting him to come out with something? Like, is he going to?
He came out with the worst apology you've ever seen in your entire life.
Okay.
It was like an 8-minute apology and it was terrible.
Okay.
Because he's in Australia doing some meet and greet right now.
Yeah.
So that's basically what everyone on YouTube has been talking about all weekend.
All right.
Huh. I think it was like the number one trending like thing on Twitter for a while.
Oh my gosh.
People on the Twitter are going crazy. It's going crazy.
Is it still big time on the Twitter?
I think so. Let me check the Twitter and see if it's because but you know how like your Twitter feed is sort of I think it's for you right now. Oh, right now on Mother's Day. Oh, but that's promoted by Verizon. Screw that.
Let's see.
Oh, it's not trending anymore. Oh wait, no, it still says still happening. Celebrity YouTuber Tati Westbrook airs her issues with James Charles. 310,000 people are tweeting about this.
Mother's Day. This is not actually, this is some website.
Oh. You're not on the actual Twitter?
Let me put that. Yeah, I don't know if I actually have. I don't do the Twitter on the computer.
Oh, you don't do Twitter on the computer? You just do it on the do you even do Twitter at all?
I do.
You do?
Very rarely. I don't remember the last time.
I'm all about the Twitter. I love the Twitter. I love to see what people are saying.
It is my go-to, like, if something big happens. Yeah, what just happened?
Yeah.
Then I go to Twitter. I probably have to log in and stuff. Oh, my gosh. Oh, no, here we go. Here we go. I'm in. wow, it's been forever.
Have you not seen Twitter in, like, 10,000 years?
Oh, yeah. Like, wow, this looks completely different. The bird looks way different. The bird looks like more cartoon-like now.
You haven't used Twitter since I changed the logo.
How long is that? Years or something?
Years, baby, years.
I mean, look at my photo. It's like from 10 years ago. oh, here's the trends. Okay. What's the names?
Tati and James Charles.
Oh, these are trends for you. I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Maybe they. It might not show up for you. But it showed up in Celebrity. And it was exciting. It was exciting. But, like, I've been watching it all weekend. All weekend. It's kind of like, I don't think it's going to be, well, is it going to be career ending? I don't know. I don't think so. But,
no,
I mean,
but it's gonna hurt.
It's going to hurt. I mean, losing 2 million subscribers, that hurts a little bit. But he's got 14 million still, so I think he'll be okay.
Yeah, right? I can't feel that sorry for him. By the way, my last tweet, December 2017.
You're kidding.
Which I love this tweet. I got a picture.
That was your last tweet?
Thanks to Bob's Furniture for making all of Boston late, almost an hour wait on Sterling Drive because the truck was stuck on the underpass.
That's a funny tweet.
You get the picture of Bob's truck and the Sitco sign. Oh yeah.
Oh my God. My last tweet was 2 days ago though, so I'm not more ahead of you.
Okay.
So
I should tweet more.
Well, I tweeted to someone else.
Uh huh.
I think my most recent tweet was like 5 hours ago. Like, I tweeted to someone.
Whoops.
Uh-oh. But I didn't put out a tweet, you know, for 2 days.
Anyway. That is a long time for you.
Yeah. I don't have that many Twitter followers, though.
I need someone to tweet me.
I only have 400. I only have 300 followers on Twitter.
Oh, I don't even know.
I mean, that's kind of nubbins. Instagram is where people are following me. So if you want to follow me, get on the gram.
There you go.
The Organized Soprano. I got 1,500 followers on there almost.
I'm on there a little bit more. But
I like the gram. The gram is good.
It's good.
It's fun. But I just got another notification that said from CNN, and it was like, who will win Game of Thrones?
Wow.
Tonight's a big episode, Derek. I don't think you realize this.
No, I won't be. I won't be tuning in. I'll be installing curtains in the living room. Actually,
that sounds exciting.
Yeah,
you're not going to watch the big battle.
No,
the Battle of King's Landing.
No, it's okay. Tonight. It's all right.
You don't know anything about that.
No.
You don't know anything about Daenerys Targaryen. You don't know. You don't know about Jon Snow. You don't know who Jon Snow's real parents are. You don't know.
It sounds like you're just making stuff up at this point. No idea.
You don't know who the Mother of Dragons is.
Mother of Dragons.
You don't know if Cersei Lannister is going to die and who's going to kill her.
No. It's exciting, though. I bet for some people.
I love Game of Thrones. You got to get into it. It's not too late.
No.
Yeah, it's almost over. Then you can binge the whole thing.
No, it's I'm all right. I don't need. I don't got time for that. Yeah.
What?
I don't know.
It's so good.
No.
A couple weeks ago, the episode was real dark. Nobody could see it.
What?
Everyone was complaining about how the episode was really dark because it took place at night.
Oh.
And like I had to turn off all the lights in the apartment to see the episode. And I thought it was just me, but there were the next day on Twitter there was all kinds of memes about it.
That's funny.
They were like
I like that.
They're like, thank goodness for the fire so we could see the episode.
Thank goodness for the fire.
Yeah, because there was like there was a time when they were lighting things on fire. They were like, oh thank goodness, now we could see. Oh, but it's getting intense.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see what happens tonight. It's the second. It's the penultimate episode of the series. Then the whole thing's over. Then what am I going to watch? What am I going to do, Derek?
You mean that's it for Game of Thrones, or is it going to be another season?
That's it.
This is it. Oh, this is the finale.
This is it. Yeah.
Oh, that's
this
big
is
time.
It. Eight seasons. That's like all they could squeeze out.
Wow.
I mean, it's time to end. It should have ended last season.
How many years has that been?
I
don't know what a season is. That is that four? What does that mean?
No, they can only film like one per year. We waited 2 years for this one.
Wow.
Because the last season came on 2017. I was angry when I found out that it wasn't going to come out in 2018. I was like, we got to wait 2 years for the next Game of Thrones series. That ain't right. But now it's here. And it's almost over. It's intense. It's intense, man. I'm going to like have a little drink with it.
Oh, yeah? What are you going to be drinking?
Well, I got this color-changing gin.
Color-changing gin?
Yes, I thought you'd be interested in
it. There we go.
It's called Magic Gin.
No.
And it's purple.
Purple drink?
It's like indigo. It's not really purple.
Okay.
But when you put it in tonic water, it turns pink.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm going to have a gin and tonic action.
Does it do other colors? Now I'm wanting some of that.
No, just pink. But it's cool, right?
Does it do it like instantly or?
Yes, instant.
Wow. I'll have to see this. Yeah.
It's made with some like clitoris flower.
Excuse me?
Yes.
Nice beaver.
Okay.
Cuz it looks like a vulva, the flower.
Uh-huh.
It does. I saw there's a little picture of it, like, on the bottle.
Who's this?
And you're like, huh?
Who's this marketed to?
People who want cool color-changing gin? I don't know.
Wow.
Lisa D told me about it.
We got to get some new... I mean, I thought we had some good gin here, and maybe we got to add to the collection.
Yeah, it's got a really cinnamony kind of flavor. And it's very fruit forward. I drank some of it neat before I put it in a drink.
And you like it?
Yeah, I liked it. I mean, I don't like it as much as I like Brockman's neat.
Oh, Brockman's.
Yeah,
yes.
Brockman's neat. I've been doing
apostrophe.
That
yeah.
You know what I've been doing? Putting some frozen blueberries in the bottom of the glass.
Oh.
Pouring some Brockman's in there.
That's nice. Because
the frozen blueberries like cool it down a little bit.
Yeah, it's like fruit ice.
Yeah, and it adds a little bit of flavor. It turns it colors, too. It's good.
You're into these color-changing cocktails.
I guess so.
This is like a thing for you. I didn't know. I had no idea.
Gin neat.
All right.
It's like, well, people drink like whiskey neat all the time. Why not do it with gin?
There's a like the Brock. There's not a lot of the show's always about food and alcohol, by the way.
It is.
There's not a lot of what am I trying to say? Alcohol that I like to have neat. But Brockman's, you could definitely there's some of those gins you could definitely have that.
Yeah, Brockman's is special.
Yeah,
it's very fruit forward,
mm-hmm.
And it's like smooth.
Smooth.
Yeah, it's not gonna punch you in. It's not the kind of gin that punches you in the face.
That's right.
Which is nice.
It's not too sweet either, which is good. Yeah.
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 So the color changing gin is kind of like that, but it's a little more like cinnamony. It's a little more punch you in the face,
mm-hmm.
But it's still very. Forward. It's still, you can still drink it neat, but why would you want to when you can change colors?
Mm.
I guess you could add some lemon to it. I think it maybe it's acid makes it turn colors. I'm not really sure.
I gotta see this sometime.
It's fun.
Wait, what's it called?
Magic Gin.
All right. What a funny name.
I had another. There's a couple brands of it. The one I have is in like a fancy bottle. It was really expensive, actually.
Oh, look at this color. Wait, now I gotta watch this 13-second video.
Oh, there's a little bit. Oh, yeah, it's called Cherish.
Yep.
Magic Gin.
I got it right here.
Yep. In a crazy bottle.
Oh, it was purple and now it's kind of pink.
Yeah, turns pink. It's the best.
That was really weird. Yeah, Cherish Blue.
It's pretty exciting.
That was a really weird video.
I don't know if it's blue. Is it blue? I feel like it's indigo.
Yeah, it's more like a deep purple or something, I would say.
Yeah. There's another brand of it that makes that like blue gin, and it's called Empress 1908 Original Indigo Gin. So it's a little bit cheaper. Maybe I'll try that next time. Because the bottle looks a little cooler too. The Cherish bottle is okay, but it's just it's a weird shape. Where am I putting that, you know?
Oh, it's wide on the bottom.
Yeah, it's like, and it's huge, you know? Like, yeah, do I need like a bottle like that? No.
It looks like it's like a, like 10 inches wide on the bottom.
It's pretty massive. But you can buy like a little guy of it, you know?
That's a funky looking bottle.
Yeah, I don't really love the bottle. I think it's kind of like, meh, you know? It's like,
I mean, it looks fancy.
Why are you trying to be special like that?
Yeah.
I guess. I mean, I don't really love it, but I like the gin and I like the effect. But if you do a little close up on the bottle, you can see the flower and it does look like a vulva.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah, I think I can see that right here. Yeah. Bright blue. It's Portuguese. Gin. Blue pea. Not sure what that's about.
Yeah, that's what it's called, the blue pea. P-E-A.
Okay. So it changes your pea also. That's weird.
No, it doesn't do that. Oh, my gosh. Should we get to the weird news? Maybe we're taking a break.
We're not taking a break. Yeah, I can. I got it loaded up here. I don't even know what stories. Yeah, we could do some weird news.
I'm excited.
All right. Well, I'll press this button then.
I'm going to check James Witness, Charles Social Blade.
I got Derek's Witness.
Does that work? No.
Sort of, not really.
Just checking James Charles Social Blade, seeing how many subs he's lost.
Wow. With so many stories here, which one to go with? Well, since we have a cat theme with our robot cat, I hope this is a feel-good. Woman escapes a car with a cat.
What?
Well, let's just go right into it. I don't know what that was. Did you hear that over mic?
No.
No.
What was that?
Okay, I don't think it was anything. Let's be a creaking chair. All right. Let's just go right into this story. This is Massachusetts. Woman escapes with a cat from her car that plunged into a river. Woman was able to save herself and her cat. So that's a good feel good. After their car they were riding in plunged into a Massachusetts river.
Jeez.
Oh, my gosh. The woman had just picked her cat up from the groomer when she crashed the car into the river. The woman grabbed the cat, climbed out of the window before the car sank into the water. The cat was in a pet carrier. As they should be. The woman was in her 60s, was taken to the hospital, treated for cuts on her hands. Both the woman and the cat were expected to be okay. And that's what's happening in Blackstone, Massachusetts.
I mean, I missed the part how they ended up in the water.
You know,
again.
It doesn't say, it just says there's an accident. There's like no, like, she didn't like swerve to miss a cat or... do you think this cat was a real cat or one of the robot?
Or
ones?
A robot yeah. cat? I think it was a real cat since he was at the groomers. That's with right. it.
But you know, someone, yeah. she's you know 60. I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. Who takes their cat to the groomers, by the way?
Hello. I used to.
You do?
It's been a while. I used to go more often.
Do you not go anymore?
It's been years, but
I've never taken a cat to the groomers. Really? Not one time.
It was
nope.
It was sort of fun.
I'm sure they love it.
Carly was pretty good with it. Did I bring
Clover
Theo?
Clover hates the groomers.
Did
oh
I bring
my god.
Theo once. The problem is. There's too you gotta go with this place I'd go to. There's too many dogs,
so they get scared,
and they have the cats come early. But it like doesn't matter because the dogs are there, so
aww.
it's kind of tough. But Carly was very good about it. Theo was not so much.
Yeah, he wasn't down with that.
Yeah,
did they bath them?
They did everything. Yeah, they did the trimming. They did the bath, the blowout. I think Carly is used to it because I'm sure she got it a lot. She's, you know, retired show cat.
Show cat. Yeah. So what happens now?
I got a little trimmer here. Sometimes we trim the mats out.
Yeah.
Shorten it a little bit. I don't know.
You don't bath them anymore? Because, I mean, you don't really need to bathe a cat. I mean, really.
They do it themselves, right?
Yeah. They're automatic. But not the dog.
No.
No, when he gets smelly, he right in the sink.
Right in the so you do it?
Yeah, I do it. Yeah. Well, I do it like 85% of the time. Then the other 15%, I'm like, he can go to the groomer. But he doesn't like being wet and being groomed anyway. So both experiences are bad for him.
Yeah.
Like the first few times I dropped him off, he was clueless. He didn't know what's happening, and now he's like onto it. So like he doesn't even want to go in there. He's like, oh, I see what's happening. I don't want to go in here.
He learns, right?
Yeah. Oh, he's fast. Yeah, he gets real shaky on the table. Shaky town. He doesn't like it.
Shaky on the table.
Yeah, he didn't like it. He didn't like the razor, the buzzer for his, uh-huh. his little. He didn't like the sanitary. He didn't like anything. He didn't
sanitary
like
cut. Yep.
Yeah. All right. So he's got to get sanitary cut because I can't have the messy butt. Can't have it.
No. Who wants messy butt?
Nobody wants messy butt.
All right. Next story. This ought to be good. This one comes to us from South Dakota. South Dakota man stole a sex toy from a couple's house. South Dakota man was accused of stealing $500 worth of sex toys from a couple's.
$500?
Yeah, that's a lot of coin for something like that. This was over a period of 2 years.
Oh, okay. What?
The 25-year-old is being charged with second-degree burglary.
he's charged with what?
The couple had installed cameras inside the house, which caught him entering the home for about 40 seconds and then leaving and left with a number of sex toys. A phone, and that's what's happening in South Dakota.
South Dakota, huh?
Wait, this guy's name, I'm not kidding you here. the person who stole the stuff? Okay, is it? Oh, the guy's last name is Fuchs. How do you pronounce that?
Fuchs?
Fuchs, okay. All right. Fuchs. So he made off with $500. That's a lot of, like, that's some specialty stuff, right?
And he gave zero fuchs when he stole.
There you
stuff.
Go.
He stole $500 over a period of 2 years?
Yeah.
Of sex toys?
Yeah, they must have quite the collection.
I mean, what are you taking that's worth $500? I mean, I guess maybe some vibrators are kind of expensive.
Yeah.
They're like little, they're machinery, so they cost money.
Right. But $500?
I mean,
and also, who wants someone else's? You know, I don't.
Yeah,
know.
I mean, then someone else used that.
Yeah,
maybe he's got. Maybe it's a thing. You know, it's a like a fetish.
Oh, ew. Yeah, like ew. Yeah.
There's a fetish for everything. I'm not. I don't kink shame.
Okay.
There's a lid for every pot, you know.
There's a lid for every pot. There you go. That's good.
So yeah, because I don't think, I mean, I definitely wouldn't want someone else's sex toys, but maybe it's a thing for some people.
I don't know. That's the thought never crossed my mind.
All kinds of kinks that people have. You know, I mean, there's even like I the ones that made me sort of intrigued the most are like the ones, the furries, the people that like the furry costumes that people like dress up as rabbits and stuff. That's intriguing to me.
Oh, like, the furries. Yeah, that's a real thing. And they do stuff.
Like, how do you get there?
Yeah. How do you get there?
You know?
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
Like, what leads to there?
And they have those conventions and stuff like that.
Yes, there's so many of them. So how do you get there? They're out and proud, too, which is like, which makes me chuckle.
They're out and proud.
They're not hiding, you know? I think they're like, whatever. We like furries. Get off on furries. That's kind of awesome, actually. If they're like, because I don't know, it's unconventional, right? Like,
yeah.
I don't get turned on by like people in furry costumes, but people who do are like out and proud. They lose conventions.
I think we've talked about it on the show before. I don't get into it like that either. But I mean, I like the idea of a costume. Like, I feel like I would, if I had something like that, I would wear it every once in a while. Just, you know, like I've always wanted to wear that and just go on the subway, you know. Just like a rabbit just reading the paper.
There's a couple of like costumes like that in The Sims that you can make your Sim wear, you know? There's like a bear costume.
Oh. Yeah.
And there's like a phase that your like child can go through called like the bear phase where they only want to wear the bear costume.
Oh, that's
around
really,
the house.
That's really weird. Oh, by the way, I saw your Sims video, must have been on the Instagram. Of the cat
riding the Roomba.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
I had no idea that could happen. Like, I was just playing the game. This is why I love The Sims, because they put that stuff in there and
like,
they know
super
it.
Realistic. Because I've seen videos of cats doing that.
Yeah, because I was just I've had, you know what? I've never had a cat and a Roomba in the same house in The Sims. So maybe it's like, because I don't think the dogs do it. I think it's just the cats. But, like, I was like, why does the cat keep getting on the vacuum? I'm like, I don't know. I'll just start it. And you just start it. And the cat stayed on there. I was like, that's awesome.
That's pretty good stuff.
There's all kinds of little touches like that in the game. They're pretty funny. They're very – I like the Sims team because they're very close with the online content creators. Because there was one guy who's got a million subscribers right now. And he was making this video reviewing a stuff pack that they had released. And they had released these, like, three house plants, potted plants, as an object that you could put in your game. But they were all attached to one another. Like, you couldn't separate them. And he was like, I like these house plants. Like, but I want them individually. And so they released a patch and separated them individually. And then put a little, like, cryptic, like, language in the description about the channel name of that guy. They were like,
oh, my gosh.
Because his name is Sim Supply, they were like, and you can use them for your Sims Supply.
Oh, jeez.
I love that. So Sims are on it. I am, like, addicted to The Sims. Probably after I get off here, I'm going to play Sims a little bit.
Well, there you go.
It's good times. I get very attached to my, like, Sim families, you know? If any chance I have to play God, I'll take it.
Well, yeah, you know, it takes all kinds. What is there? A lid for every pot.
This is for every pot.
There you go.
But I'm only good in The Sims. I'm not bad. I don't like steal from people and like good, kill no. all their Sims. I don't do that.
What are you talking about? You did that whole thing where you did that the woohoo to death kind of thing.
Oh, I did. Yeah, that was fun. Yeah.
Yeah. That
was like the one time I was like, I could be bad. I enjoyed that.
There you go.
The Widow Challenge. I have to get back to that.
Well, we've run out of time.
Oh, damn it.
It's been fun.
Been fun.
We'll have to check the Facebook and stuff. I don't know if we're. I think we are next weekend, but we'll have to talk. We'll see. I know. This...
I think we're on.
Okay.
I think we're on.
Yeah. All right.
I think we should do like we should do if we should pre-pack some shows.
We maybe. we could try that.
That's a good idea. But we'll talk.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Well, thanks for listening.
And check your local listings for the next show. All right,
take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
is the Derek and Kay Show.